The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Peter M. Smith is with me in studio. You will be able to see him in June of this year, 20th, 21st, 22nd, treading the boards of Vicar Street in the Phil Lynott Enigma. Actually, Phil Lynott or Phil Lynott?
Philip Lynott.
Lynott. Why did we say Lynott for so long in this country?
It's a Dublin thing, Kieran, I think. You know, everybody is just so used to it, but he was always at pains himself to remind people, my name is Philip Lynott.
Yeah. It's funny, because I just say it because I've spent my whole life saying Phil Lynott. It's only the last 2 years that I think people have finally decided, you know what, we've got to get this right and say Phil Lynott. So anyway, Phil Lynott from here on in, the Phil Lynott Enigma, Moonlight, it is back in Vicar Street. It's going to be going to Limerick. It's going to be going all over the place. This has been a huge success, Peter.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd love to take the credit, but I just can't. It's the most amazing subject matter. I mean, John and Danny, the writers, John Merrigan and his wife Danny, have nailed the subject matter in the most respectful way. You know, they focused on Philip, you know, on proposing him, you know, to rub shoulders with the great Irish writers and poets like James Joyce and Oscar Wilde. And they put him in that company. Obviously, the great Portico Lindsay, who plays Brendan Behan with me. I mean, he's introduced on stage as, you know, keeping that type of company, as he should. You know, I'm always at pains when people say, oh, he died young and all this. No, let's celebrate how prolific an artist he was. And that's what this piece does so well.
And he and you, I mean, you're from the same part of Dublin as he is.
I am indeed. Dublin 12. Proud Drimnagh man. He was a Crumlin man, but it's all Dublin 12.
So you've got that, not only have you Phil Lynott look going and everything for the stage, you've got maybe that, you know, common experience in terms of, you know, it's a different area you're growing up in or you grew up in compared to him, but it's still going to resonate. Aspects of his upbringing will resonate with yours, won't they? Because of that common area.
Cultures don't change.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I was raised in Drimnagh, protected by Drimnagh and Crumlin, played football for Crumlin United, you know, it was very much, okay, you're different, you know, you're black, but you're one of us. Mm. I mean, we're very tribal where we're from. So it's, you belong to us. You know, it's us versus the world, and that's what I love about where I'm from. And, you know, we filled Vicar Street with people like that, you know, with people from where we're from. We're going to go down to Limerick on the 24th of June and do the same, you know, in an Irish sense. And that's what I enjoy about who we are. As long as you come, you know, and you partake in the things that we like, anybody can be Irish. You know?
And so how then did you approach the role? Because, you know, he's such an iconic figure for anybody in this country, but particularly for someone like yourself who would have had some of the common experiences and maybe there's an added weight you might feel.
Absolutely. Well, I always say it's a responsibility. First of all, you bring a lot of yourself into it and your own experiences, but my thing was to go around and ask questions. So I went to see people like Jim Fitzpatrick. I spoke to Bruce Shields. Obviously, you know, had, you know, the lads that were around him. And what the big thing that came back to me was just how grounded he was, how once he got to know you, he was quite huggy and quite, you know, he would envelop you as such. And I kind of found a lot of common ground with him. He was very close to the people that he loved. It took a while, like all of us. Once you're in, you're in. Mm. And, you know, but just listening. I didn't want to do my version of it. You need to, even the way I stand, the way I walk, the mannerisms, it had to be of him. And so far, so good. Thank God the feedback has been...
The feedback has been kind of effusive in its praise, obvious. So you're to be commended for that. Do you feel that you know him or you understand him and understand the struggles he had as well more now?
Yeah, I mean, I come from what we would classically have called a broken home, single parent family. We don't call it broken home anymore. My mother was just, she was a warrior. My grandmother was a warrior, and I was raised the way I was raised, the way he was raised. We have what we have, and your neighbours dug in where I'm from. If you didn't have it, your next door neighbour had it, and we shared it. That's the essence of Dublin 12. So I think all of those commonalities were there, so I was able to build that bridge pretty quickly.
And how much are you just enjoying the whole experience?
It's incredible, Kieran. You know, people, as an actor, yeah, I'm really enjoying it. But as a person, I'm learning. And I find that most of the Tin Lizzy fans out there and people that would have known Philip are of a certain age. And so they've no insecurities. They're not trying to prove themselves to anyone. They just want you to do a good job. And they're quite protective of you as a person. So I find I get messages from people who are like, are you all right? What are you doing today? Is Dublin treating you well? We know you don't live here anymore. So that has been just incredible.
That it's nice to hear that they're kind of protective of you, because sometimes, you know, people who are super fans, they can be overly protective of, I was going to say the IP, that's a very business way of describing it. But, you know, like if when there's a suggestion that something might be made, Harry Potter's getting remade at the moment, for example. And the kind of the super fans will be irate no matter who gets cast, because it has to be the originals. And I guess that's sometimes the danger maybe of trying to occupy the space of Phil Lynott on stage, is that people who adore him so much that, you know, there's a danger you might not live up to expectations in their eyes.
Absolutely, and you're dead right, very astute observation. However, I think the overwhelming sense that I get from them is that they miss him so much. I mean, whenever I go, I have a sneaky point with my friends in Brussels, for example, people, you know, they just miss him as a person. So for that moment, I mean, what John's piece has done so well is, I mean, if you look at my socials, people are so familiar. You know, they just miss him. You know, will you take your photograph with the statue, or will you come and say hello? I'm not him. I wish I was a rock star. I wish I could take credit for it. But I think it's because they miss him so much. Whereas Harry Potter, good point, it was done 5 minutes ago. We don't miss Daniel and the gang that much yet. They're still around.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we're showing our age. We think it was five minutes ago. Younger people are thinking, that's ancient history, that stuff. You know what I mean? Listen, it's happening, as I said, June 20th, 21st, 22nd, back in Vicar Street. So those are kind of a third extra date at it. And then you mentioned in Limerick as well on the 24th of June. So Moonlight, the Phil Lynott Enigma. So just people, if they Google it, they'll find out details. And I'm sure offers flooding in from other parts of the country and beyond as well. So yeah, you might be busy with this for some time.
Yeah, you see my socials. I'm on Instagram at Peter M. Smith Official, all that stuff's Facebook. So you'll see the updates there all the time through the Moonlight socials as well. You know, it's been humbling, and people are asking the question. So I think we'll have to have our passports ready, Ciarán.
Listen, everyone is to be commended then for their part in it. Peter, thanks a million for coming into us.
Thanks
really
so
appreciate
much for
it.
Me. I appreciate it.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciarán Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.